Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So you starting to get into the holiday spirit yet? If not, let me sing you a little tune. Up on the housetop, click, click, click. How a website is like building a house. I know, that's not how it goes, but that's what we're going to talk about today. So I got this idea of a website as a house, as a series of systems, from talking with a prospect. Now, this prospect has a business, and they're trying to raise some money so they can build a larger manufacturing part of their business. And after we went through the discovery call and started asking a bunch of questions, one of the things that I determined was, is they really had three separate businesses. One was a wholesale business, and that's what the manufacturing is for, is to create more product to sell to more vendors. The second part of that business is a retail store, and they actually go out to farmers markets and things like that as well, so they do that kind of retail. And then there's the online component. When I started asking about the percentages, where was the most money made, it was obvious it was in the wholesale side of the business. And one of the things that I tried to get across is that each one of those businesses needed a different house. And the reason it needed a different house is because the systems inside of it are going to be different. For example, if you're going to build a manufacturing facility, the electric generally is 220 for the type of machinery that you need. Yes, you do have 110 outlets, but it needs more voltage to deal with the manufacturing machines. So if you're going to build a wholesale website, the audience is different. The tools are different. The way it works is different. So you can't have one house to house all three of those businesses. So what I want to do today is talk about how a website is like a house. Now, one of the things that she expressed is she did not have the money to hire agencies. She wanted to hire a marketing person to come in and take care of all this stuff. And, you know, I understand trying to do things inexpensively. But is that in the best interest of that business? When you sit down and you look at agencies, they do one of two things. They either act as an architect. They help you design the concepts around what it is that you're doing. It's kind of like what I do as a website coach for businesses. The other kind of agency is more of a general contractor. And I do a little bit of that as well. I work with a team of people that have very specific skill sets to handle each one of these pieces. And that's what we're going to talk about. So let's start with the foundation. The foundation is what you're building everything upon. In the website side of things, that is the hosting platform on which you're building your business. Now, a hosting platform can be a plot of land that can have three different foundations on it for three different websites. But you want to make sure that you own the land and control what it is that you're building this house on, right? You don't want to build on somebody else's property. In the case of hosting, you can rent a server. But a lot of times what people do is they look for that modular fix. They'll find a platform that not only does the hosting, but does the email and then has a web building tool. You know, those kind like a Weebly or Squarespace. Now, they can be great tools for starters, but it's not going to give you the foundation that's going to help you build up and build out as your business expands and grows. So you want to make sure that you start out with a very solid foundation. The next piece of the house is the carpentry. It's the framing, and I consider the framing of a website to be the platform which you build upon and the theme. So for an example, a platform would be WordPress or Drupal or something of that nature where it's updated, maintained. And the other thing is the theme. The theme can be simple to complex, but great themes like a Divi and others have tools that are built into them. Divi gives you a website building tool right there. Other themes include things like WP Bakery or Elementor, which are building blocks that allow you to do pretty complex websites. And a lot of times they'll include things like WooCommerce and WP Forms as trial plugins to get you started so that you can build even further. So this is where you need a good web developer to help you frame the website correctly and allow it to grow later. The next piece is the exterior. It's the front entrance of your home. And this can include the brick and the siding and the roofing and even the front door. And the landscaping. This is where a good designer comes in. They can help you lay out a very pleasing home page and internal pages so that you have a solid design to carry through. And each website should be designed based on the audience that you're going to be speaking to. The next system inside of that house is the electrical. And this is where the energy happens and it's captured power. This is the site content. You want to make sure that you're using somebody who knows how to create energy for your visitors. Somebody who knows how to write great website content, but also understands SEO so search engines can find your website. The next piece is the plumbing. Now, I'm partial to this because of my book, Toilet Paper Math. Sometimes you just have to flush the content out. Like at the end of the year, make sure that your website is current. But I consider plumbing the flow through the website or the navigation. I've actually worked on a website that had 200 plus pages, but no search capability. Made it really hard for people to find the content that they wanted. So you want to make sure that you work with a good UI or user interface person to help you figure out how people navigate that website. The next piece is the HVAC. Or the heating and air conditioning. This is the flow. This is the air that flows through your website. And this is where the blogs and the podcasts and the awareness graphics, the new stuff that you have, builds content that the audience wants to keep coming back and seeing. And it gives you content to share on social media. So in this case, you may need three different people: a good blog writer, a good designer to do graphics and art, or maybe somebody who's going to be just your social person who can deal with sharing this stuff. The last system I want to talk about is the security system. There's two parts to this. There's the internal alarm when somebody tries to break a window or comes in. It's the alarm that happens in the house. That is the anti-hacking system like WordFence or Security. And those are tools that a good programmer is going to set up to stop people from breaking in. But the other side of that is the alarm monitoring company. And that's where you get things like Google Alerts, Google Analytics, and Google Search Console. You want to have somebody who knows how to read that and provide you feedback on how you could improve your website user experience. That would be a good traffic coach. So hopefully you can see how a website is like a house. It's a series of systems that usually requires people with specific expertise to make them work well and work together. So to build a good house, you have to work to your strengths and hire to your weaknesses. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, go to baconpodcast.com and sign up for our weekly e-news. You'll get just the listing of these podcasts and the blogs. If you really like it, give us a review on iTunes and share it with your friends. I appreciate your time and attention, and thanks for listening.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.